Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Significance of Matriarcha in various houses, focusing on mother and relationships with women. The placement of Matriarcha in different houses of the Navamsha chart directly influences the quality of the relationship with the mother, maternal figures, and other women in one's life. It reflects the nurturing, care, and emotional support the native receives and gives in relationships, as well as the maternal influence on their overall emotional development. Here's how Matriarcha behaves in various houses, focusing specifically on mother and relationships with women. Matriarcha in the first house. When Matriarcha is placed in the first house, the influence of the mother strongly defines the native's personality and self-image. The native may have a very close relationship with the mother, and maternal guidance shapes their identity. Women in the native's life often play a nurturing role, contributing significantly to their self-growth and emotional well-being. If afflicted, there could be issues related to self-worth or challenges in expressing independence from maternal influences. Matriarcha in the second house. Here, Matriarcha highlights the role of the mother in the family's values and resources. The relationship with the mother is deeply tied to family matters, wealth, and emotional security. The native may rely on maternal figures for emotional and financial stability. This placement often suggests a strong sense of attachment to family traditions and a desire to maintain harmony within the family, with women playing a key role in this. Affliction could lead to conflicts or insecurities related to family heritage and resources. Matriarcha in the third house. Matriarcha in the third house emphasizes the role of communication and skills passed down from the mother. The native's relationship with their mother is often focused on sharing ideas, learning, and developing practical skills. The presence of women, especially sisters or female siblings, plays a significant role in the native's early life development. Afflictions here may indicate difficulties in communication with the mother or strained relationships with female siblings or peers. Matriarcha in the fourth house. This is the natural house of the mother, making it a powerful placement for Matriarcha. The relationship with the mother is central to the native's emotional foundation, and the mother likely provides a strong sense of security and nurturing. Women in the native's life, especially maternal figures, play a crucial role in creating a peaceful and supportive home environment. An afflicted Matriarcha in this house may lead to emotional instability or challenges in finding comfort and peace in relationships with women. Matriarcha in the fifth house. In the fifth house, Matriarcha signifies that the mother's influence is closely linked to the native's creativity, learning, and approach to children. The mother plays a nurturing role in developing the native's intellectual and creative abilities. Relationships with women, particularly in educational or creative settings, are often supportive. Afflicted Matriarcha in this house could indicate difficulties in relating to women in creative or academic environments, or challenges in nurturing one's own children. Matriarcha in the sixth house. Matriarcha in the sixth house suggests that the relationship with the mother involves themes of service, duty, and health. The mother may be seen as someone who sacrifices or works hard for the family, influencing the native to take on similar roles. Relationships with women, especially in daily work environments or in caregiving roles, are influenced by this maternal example. Affliction may lead to health issues stemming from maternal stress or conflicts with women in the native's day-to-day life. Matriarcha in the seventh house. In the seventh house, Matriarcha strongly affects partnerships and relationships. The native may seek nurturing, emotionally supportive partners who reflect qualities they associate with their mother. Women play a key role in shaping the native's approach to long-term partnerships, and the relationship with the mother influences how the native relates to their spouse or partner. If afflicted, this placement could result in emotional dependency or difficulties in achieving balance in relationships with women. Matrikaraka in the 8th house. Matrikaraka in the 8th house points to deep emotional connections with the mother, possibly involving secrets, transformation, or shared resources. The relationship with the mother may be intense, with underlying emotional complexities. Women in the native's life often contribute to personal transformation or challenges related to shared resources. An afflicted Matrikaraka may indicate emotional turmoil or difficulties in establishing trust with women, particularly in intimate relationships. Matrikaraka in the 9th house. When placed in the 9th house, Matrikaraka suggests that the mother influences the native's beliefs, spirituality, and higher learning. The native may receive philosophical or spiritual guidance from the mother or maternal figures. Women who embody wisdom or spiritual authority have a strong impact on the native's life path. If afflicted, there may be conflicts with maternal figures over beliefs or challenges in receiving support from women in spiritual or academic pursuits. Matrikaraka in the 10th house. Matrikaraka in the 10th house indicates that the mother has a significant influence on the native's career and public life. The relationship with the mother may shape the native's ambitions and drive to succeed. Women in positions of authority or those who provide mentorship may also play a crucial role in the native's career. An afflicted Matrikaraka here may indicate struggles in achieving recognition or conflicts with women in professional settings. Matrikaraka in the 11th house. In the 11th house, Matrikaraka highlights the role of the mother in shaping the native's aspirations, social connections, and friendships. The native may be drawn to social groups or networks that reflect the nurturing qualities they associate with their mother. Women in social circles or female friends may offer emotional support and help the native achieve their goals. Afflicted Matrikaraka may lead to difficulties in maintaining friendships or achieving aspirations, particularly through connections with women. Matrikaraka in the 12th house. Matrikaraka in the 12th house suggests that the mother's influence may involve themes of isolation, loss, or spiritual retreat. The native may have experienced emotional distance from the mother or a tendency to seek solitude for emotional processing. Relationships with women may be marked by periods of withdrawal or emotional introspection. An afflicted Matrikaraka could lead to feelings of abandonment or challenges in forming deep emotional connections with women. Conclusion. The placement of Matrikaraka in the Navamsha chart provides valuable insights into the relationship with the mother and other maternal figures, as well as the native's interactions with women throughout life. Whether supportive or challenging, this placement helps define how maternal energies influence the native's emotional landscape and overall development.